I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Testicular.
Ooh.
Testing.
Hubba hubba. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Scott and Kim Show. It's called Skim for short. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back. It's Monday, the 20th of May, 2019.
Holy. 20th of May already.
520. Wow. This morning we were trying to decide if that was a good pot thing.
No, that's just 420. Sorry.
I know. But why couldn't you smoke pot at 420 and 520?
I don't smoke pot. I don't know.
Back when I commuted, 520 was either me staying too late or me in a horrible commute.
Yeah, that's true.
Now it's more like, hey, are we eating dinner early today?
We're like the old people. We're eating at 4:30.
Doing the, what do they call that? The
noon, early bird special.
Early bird special. Yeesh.
The nooner, you were going to say?
The nooner.
That would be also the
afternoon. Oh, I was going to say afternoon delight, but that's the same thing. Isn't it? From that old show, or that old song. Afternoon delight.
But that also could be pot. Isn't there one called Afternoon Delight?
Meeting
we
in
saw
a
that on the...
did we see in Vegas?
No.
Everyone's having Afternoon Delight
in
Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Every minute of the day. Hey, everybody, and we're back. A couple quick things I wanted to bring up. So, your boy is gross. I love him.
Why do you say that?
I love him. He had a birthday since we last spoke here on the show.
Does that make him gross?
Nope. What makes him gross is he has a styrofoam container over there with 8 or 9 day old chicken wings.
They can't be that old.
They're that old.
Because I cleaned his desk off the other day.
He had them down on the floor and under something. I put them on the table and last night said, Nick, take these upstairs.
Does anyone else have a 19-year-old that doesn't know how to clean up?
I'm sure anybody with a
send that to us.
If you're like 13 to 18 to 19, I know this is normal behavior for.
It is. I talked to my sister. She said the same thing.
Yeah. It just happens.
It just,
they're jacked
they're
up.
Stinky, gross people.
Stinky, gross people that are maturing very slowly. And part of that immaturity is leaving a box of ancient wings that are going to stink up this place. And also if the dogs got a hold of them, it was on the floor. They're going to choke.
Oh, gosh, that's not good.
They'll choke on those bones, and they'll have rancid
meat.
We'll
have a conversation today. Yeah. Again.
Yeah. And last night, he's playing, I don't know, Overwatch or something, and I said, hey, I'm going up. When you go up, please throw your chicken away. I got it. Nope.
No,
it's right there.
It's still there. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
That's a thing.
I will have a talk with him.
Great. Let me air some more grievances.
Anybody else I need to talk to? I have a talk with him.
The following grievance is about my decision to do a thing yesterday. So you have some very nice brisket in the fridge. Well, it's not a grievance against your brisket. Your brisket's fine. But you put some brisket in the fridge. You cooked it, and it's now in the fridge, and we use it to use for things. And it's great. I love a good brisket. Mm-mm-mm. And one of my favorite combinations on this planet is brisket or steak with kimchi.
You do love that. My sister-in-law Oknan makes the, well, your favorite kimchi.
She makes my favorite kimchi, and it's legit kimchi, like made homemade.
Yes.
She grows she the cabbage.
At home, and then she says, and if you don't like it yet, just leave it on the counter for 2 days.
That's right. You're supposed to leave it out, let it rot a little bit.
It's real, real stinky.
Yeah, it smells real bad. But it's your made. Favorite thing. She has a. They have a greenhouse. They make their own cabbage in this greenhouse. She takes the cabbage. She does all the things you do to make kimchi. She buries it sometimes. I think. I don't know about this one.
I don't
one.
Know. This I one don't might know. Not this was fresh. She said it was really fresh. Yeah. And if it's too fresh, if it's not spicy enough for you, leave it on the counter for.
Yeah, she days. Said let it ferment a little bit. So, yeah. which I did some of, but I kind of like it where it's at. It's really good. You take just hunks of that and you just lay it all over your beef, and then man. I'm happier than a pig in poo at that point. Yeah. I love it. But, but here's the major but. When you introduce a large quantity of cabbage into your digestive system.
Oh, wow.
You're asking for at least a rough moment the next day.
Well, and when it comes to you, I think that's true.
Gosh,
why
dang
is
it.
Is there a dog in here?
Is there a dog in here?
Yes.
Where? Oh, hey, Rainer. It's okay. She can eat up. She can eat any crumbs or whatever.
She's here tap dancing through the room with her little nails. yeah, but you know what?
What?
If she gets a hold of that chicken, we're in trouble.
Well, it's up on this table now.
Okay.
Put it up.
All right.
Yeah, no, thank goodness I was here to solve the chicken.
Oh, thank goodness Scott was here to solve the chicken problem.
Solve the chicken problem. It's my job. Oh, you can submit titles, by the way, everybody. Showbot.frogpants.com, and you can submit anything, any dumb thing we say can
anything
be a title.
At all.
Yeah, by the end of the show, maybe we'll pick yours. But anyway, so what was the point? Oh, yeah. So here's what I did wrong. It's not the cabbage by itself. It's not kimchi. It's not the beef. It's the rate at which I consumed it.
Oh, no. How much of that did you eat? She gave me a pretty big container.
It's like a piece of meat that big.
That's
about
the size of your stomach.
No. That's like not even 4 ounces.
Fist. That's your stomach.
That's smaller because it's flat.
Look at you going.
It's flat like that. It's flat. It's about the size of those knuckles and that's it.
It's the size of my face.
Like it that. Wasn't very much. It was a tiny little steak piece and then a bunch of that on top, but it wasn't a ton of it.
Every time Scott says a tiny little steak piece, we know that that's more than a tiny little steak piece.
I mean, it is my it's my kryptonite. I love
you
beef.
Love beef.
Yeah. I don't eat a ton of it, but when I do, boy, do I. So yesterday, it's not that I ate it at all. It's that I ate it so quickly that
which
I don't think
I don't
I'm chewing
understand.
It.
Because it's not like you were in a hurry to eat it. You were just hungry.
It's a weird habit I've gained in my later.
There's
my
a difference between eating it fast because you're in a hurry and eating it fast because you just can't get enough of it fast enough. And then you make yourself sick.
I don't know why I do that. I really don't. It's hard for me to stop and be mindful of how quickly I'm eating a thing.
You did that for a while, though. You went through a phase of mindful eating. You were
I should do it
talking
again.
And eating slower and thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And like I think that just...
I mindfully ate when we were out with our friends last weekend downtown. Because there was a lot of conversation happening. In fact, often you would finish things before I would.
That's true.
Or in the car yesterday, Kim and I got McMuffins because we were out at the dog park.
That's a funny conversation right there.
That sounds like a weird
we
thing.
We got McMuffins because we were out at the dog park.
And but we got them and they were great. And... you do that, you know, it's rare that we get those, but you finished yours before I finished
it's
mine
true.
Because we're talking. So when I have someone to talk to, great. But if it's just me, a steak, and
you're
kimchi,
just like,
I'm just thinking about all the stuff I got to do later. So, oh, you're getting more hair compliments in here.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Everybody compliments Kim's hair. Even a creepy guy did yesterday. Anyway, that's all we'll say about that. What is a creepy guy?
A creepy guy?
Creepy guy said
oh,
you have.
Gosh.
They all say it. Everywhere Kim goes, someone likes her hair. That's the rule.
It's kind of fun.
You guys want to see the nightmare that's under here? Look at this. Oh, my gosh.
Do we want to see the nightmare that's under here? Oh, yeah.
Let's get it.
That's good stuff.
It's thickening up.
His hair is getting long, and we're trying to decide, or he's trying to decide what he wants me to do to it.
Yeah, or if
do
I
we just need to cut it, or are we going to keep growing
if
it?
If I should grow it.
Everybody
if I
send should... in your comments, because we need to know what you think.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Hat hair.
Well, right now it's very hat hair, but it's getting long to the point that I could probably do something creative with it, but I don't know. I don't know anything about hair.
Someone says, do it bald, Kim. Does he mean, do you want my hair to be shaved bald or his?
Mine. Shoot, they wouldn't say you.
I've done it before. I've shaved my head before. It's kind of fun.
Hey, I'm confused about something. We saw that, speaking of hair, we saw that John Wick movie and liked it. Tina hated it, by the way.
Really?
She doesn't like. She's like, it's just endless fights. Not her thing. I mean, which is, you know, choice.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. But my point is I had to ask myself, why do I like that? I think the reason I like it is it reminds me of a comic book. And so I feel like I'm watching a live comic book. It's weird.
It is for you.
But anyway, what are we going to say about hair? Oh, the girl that's in it.
Yeah.
She plays the adjudicator. No spoilers, just an actress that's in the thing. She does some other stuff as well.
She has really short hair.
And there's all these articles today about her being a binary character, meaning gender binary.
You think?
Which I don't understand. Well, that I'm not saying I think I that. Think I'm that, saying yeah. they're writing this. And they're saying this is why this is so important. A binary character, we rarely see these in films or whatever. But she was in a dress the whole time. And high heels.
No, she was in pants and a trench coat.
Oh, did I see that
yeah,
wrong?
It wasn't a dress.
Was that my bias coat. Then? My bias was out.
I don't know. I thought she was very feminine.
Never
she
pull your really, bias out really in cool in movie theaters. They'll catch you and they'll put you in a room. But anyway, it was just something I had to ask myself about. What do they just mean? The haircut? Are they just tired? Like, what does that mean?
Oh, I thought she was really cool.
She was amazing. Well, I'm not saying I mean, that's. I'm not saying the opposite really of cool. the binary is cool.
No, no, no. I thought she was really cool looking, and I think she was very feminine.
She struck me as very feminine.
Yeah.
That's a good. I guess I don't know what other word to use. So I don't know things. I don't know things about gender binariness. That's a thing, apparently. And so I need to learn more about it. And I sure will, kids. I sure will. Okay. Also, so kimchi and brisket slow down is the
yes,
point.
Yes, eat it slower and then it won't give you as many problems.
Here's my kimchi. Make sure to eat it slow. That's a song I from like 29 Pilots or whoever it is. The 29 of them or 21? 21.
Okay.
Anyway, all right.
Just eat slower.
Let's talk about
everyone eat a little slower.
CBD oil. We ordered some.
Yes.
And it,
what did you think?
I think it works, but I'm not sure if I'm just being placeboed or not.
You slept better because you decided to try it right before bed.
I get stressy at night.
Yeah. Which gives him really like stressy dreams and
yeah.
kind of tosses a lot.
And my stressiness at night is usually just compounded by all the things I had to do in the day, all the things I have to do the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I internalize it a lot. This is not a thing. This is just a me thing. It's always been me. I've been like this my whole life. And people have said, hey, CBD oil, the good stuff. Will help with that. Will help you just kind of find your center and chill out a little bit. And this even has just like a tiny bit of THC or THQ or whatever in it.
I don't remember.
Didn't it say
something that.
Percentage? It's like, but it's
like 0.03%. It's
like indetectable, yeah. but it's just there because it's such a pure version of CBD oil. You're going to get a little bit of the big business
and
in your
it
little
looks
business.
Like you're drinking blackish, greenish lawnmower.
It's lawnmower goo,
it's dark.
And it tastes terrible. Like really bad. On the bottle it says
like hemp.
It says it's a very hempy taste. I'm like, don't try to dress this up.
You can do this.
Don't you try to pretty up your ugly mask. This is bad.
Oh, see, someone says, how long have you been using it? You've only tried it for 2 days.
Only tried it for 2 days. And I sensed a general sense of like, oh, it's all right.
A calming.
Yeah. Chilled me out.
Oh, someone thinks it's all hippie BS.
Oh, and of course they do. That's my whole point. That's why I'm asking. Because we're trying it with the same, we have a very open mind about it. I don't have any. I talked to a couple of pharmacists, Dan being one mm-hmm. of them, and others, and a doctor.
Okay.
And they all said, no, this stuff works, but it works differently for different people, and it's
right.
not a cure-all for every disease.
Which is...
It's just got a nice calming effect. And
yes.
You either
which
react to it or you
can
don't.
It be interesting because there are so many different levels of it, too. The milliliters and how much THC and CBD oil is in each one. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like all across the board. It's all over the place. So we're trying to find the best...
Yeah, and if that stuff's
yes.
great. Yeah. But if it's just placebo, then...
And how much of it to take and how many...
Then just give me a sugar pill, because guess what costs a lot of money? CBD oil in 2019. Holy schmoly. And CBD oil in Utah is legal.
Mm-hmm.
But THC components of,
are not.
So no pot brownies, no freaking edibles, none of that. You got to go pure CBD oil. And a lot of people do it for their animals, their dogs
yes.
and stuff.
And we've done that before.
Yeah. Now that I know works because I watched the dog change.
Yes.
And the dog didn't go, ooh, CBD oil, and then have a placebo effect. Dogs don't have placebo effects. You just put it in their food and they either got sleepy or they didn't.
Yeah.
And it worked for the dog. So I'm not saying I'm the dog.
Someone named Doc Medpot.
Oh, Doc Medpot. Well, look, he says short-term use is strictly placebo. So that may be true. But if that's true, I don't want the stuff anyway, because right. it's $1 billion a bottle.
It's kind of expensive.
It's very expensive.
Some of them are. That's the other thing. We're not sure where we've got to do some research.
We don't know anything. We don't know
percentages
stuff.
Should cost that much more and all that. So
right.
We're just looking into it. Plus, seeing if it helps you.
It's one of those things that's you get so fatty so quick that people are like, "Ooh, it cured me of cancer and also removed 8 moles I had on my butt I couldn't get rid of any other way." Or they have all these things, but they don't. None of that's all hokey majoke, mm-hmm. right? Hippie madip. This is seems to have some effect, which is nice. Oh yeah, I took the hat off to show the hair. I should probably
hide it. Yeah, isn't that pretty?
It's really horrendous.
It's a lot of hair. But I think we could make it look really cool.
What do you think we could do? Like right now we could?
Yeah.
Because look at that back.
It's not. We can also give you a haircut.
I'm not thinning, though. I'm thickening.
You're thickening.
This is the thickening. I'm Alan Thick. Anyway, I'll put the hat on so people don't have to be distracted by that anymore. I mean, yours is up for a reason and looks good. Mine's dumb. So.
Mine's still bedhead, but it's kind of fun.
Anyway, so there's that.
A lot longer. That's because I do product in it, though. When I first blow dry it, I put product in it, and then it stays up.
Whatever. I've seen you get up in the morning and just walk out of the house. And
yeah, because I put product in it when I first do it, and then it lasts like 3 days.
Oh, what kind of product is that?
Mousse.
Oh. Freaking caulking fluid from a...
Put the hat back on, bruh. You look like the dude.
The dude? I don't want to be the dude. The dude's... We all love the Big Lebowski, but nobody really admires the dude.
Not the look, no.
No. Or maybe they do. Maybe I got it all wrong. Anyway. And say it like Tim Cook, or don't say it at all. I don't know what he's talking about.
Bruh.
Oh, product. Because whenever Tim Cook gets up on stage for Apple stuff, he doesn't say product.
He says product.
He says product. It's this very Southern States thing comes out of him, and it's weird sounding. It doesn't sound right.
Interesting.
So say, we've got many new products this year we want to show off like that. Products. And so we make fun of it all the time.
I like it. Okay.
All right. CBD oil. Let's do some emails. These aren't about CBD oil at all. This is about Gabrielle. That's probably the girl Gabriel. Version. Gabriel will be the man. Mm-hmm. But I don't know nothing about gender, so don't send me your emails. All right? Some people have a penis. Some people have a vagina. Some people have both. Some people don't have either. Some people are getting a new one. Some people are swapping out their equipment for other equipment.
Some people. What's the email?
All right. Email goes like this. Subject is light touch drives Kim crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
The message is, "Hi, Kim. I'm with you 100%. I hate it when my husband does the light touch stroking thing. I want to punch him as well. I also want to crawl out of my skin when he eats something crunchy. I'm with you all the way. Love the show, Gabby."
Love the show, though.
I love the show, Gabby. She's a TMS fan. So
yes. Oh, my gosh. I feel exactly the same way. I do want to punch you.
Why punch
me? I don't know. That's just the reaction that I want to give.
Can I tell? I don't do it very often because I know your reaction, and sometimes I just forget. I can't tell you about last night, but I can tell you this funny story.
What?
Last night, I'm watching Game of Thrones on my iPad with my headphones on because they're not caught up. So when Kim catches up, she'll get to watch it without me spoiling anything. So I'm watching the finale last night, got my iPad Pro on my lap. I got headphones on. We're in the bed. Kim's watching old Parks and Rec reruns or something.
Because I was trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, she was trying to fall asleep. And I'm sitting there watching this, and my foot, I have a massive itch on my foot, on the ridge of my foot. So I tuck my foot up kind of under this like sweatshirt I was wearing, and just started cranking on my foot, just scratching it.
And I am laying
so
down.
So you're hearing like this. And you're hearing me scratch it really hard. And the way that Kim is laying...
Because I'm laying down and he's sitting up. Okay?
So it looked like it looked like I was, quote unquote, going to town on some weird thing I was looking at on the thing. Right? Anyway, that was embarrassing.
That was...
And I was like, what? I'm scratching my foot. She wouldn't stop laughing. She's laughing her head off in bed.
It was great.
It was really funny.
It was really funny. Like, you had to be there, apparently.
You did have to be there.
Oh, yes, Gabby, I really do want to punch Scott in the arm every time
he does
that.
Right now?
I don't like it. Stop it.
Can I just try it on the air? Stop it. Let's see what happens on the air. Hold on, hold still. Ow, I couldn't even do it.
That's what happens on the air.
You hit me right in the boob. The moob. So this is funny. We're in the car. We've talked about this before, but I get out of, when Kim gets out of her car, and if I'm in the passenger seat, mm-hmm. I like to just reach over. It's pure habit at this point. I don't do it to piss you off even.
And just a couple habit. Of little clicks on the emergency brake.
Yeah, one or two clicks on the emergency brake.
Just click, and I click. Just, it makes me so mad.
It drives her crazy. So I spend the next 10 minutes avoiding getting hit by her. Because I know
really
it's
nice
coming.
Right hook.
Yeah. And I'll be like, I'll hang back and be behind the car waiting for her to go in the house.
That's because you don't do it just purely out of habit anymore. You right. know it's coming. So right. you do it on purpose because then you run away.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point. Anyway, she agrees with you. So
yes, I take know that. Exactly. It does make you just.
I only ever, that thing though, whenever I've ever done it, it's always been an affectionate thing. I just
yes,
want to
you
say,
do it,
oh.
You're like, do it on purpose. And
No, I don't do it to make you mad.
I'm like right now.
I know, see?
Stop.
Are you saying no means tickling, means, or no means,
no means
no.
No
means no, that's what it is. Gosh dang it. All right, let's do a call or two. You want to hear him?
Yes.
Okay.
Bad touch, someone said.
So, bad touch. I don't know how loud these are going to be. Sometimes the volume's wrong on these, but we'll check it out here. Here we go.
Hey, calling for the Skim Show. I just listened to the thing where you're going to skim up, so we mentioned durian. Don't do it, Scott. Terrible. Tastes awful. Ruins everything, and as in, like, the smell's bad.
I can't hear any of it.
Yeah, it's really, really crusty. Okay. He's talking about durian fruit.
Okay.
We talked about that briefly, I think, a week ago. Or maybe that was all on TMS.
That was on TMS.
He's confused where he heard it.
Okay.
So have you ever had a durian fruit?
No, I haven't.
So it's supposed to be the world's smelliest fruit. It smells like rotting corpses.
Ooh. They talked... Well, someone put some of that on our chat.
On the Discord?
Yes, on the Discord. And
possibly.
I saw some of that. And I wasn't sure why, but I haven't ever tried it, and it scares me.
Oh, KT Data was saying he could arrange getting me some. I think that's what it was.
Do we want to try it? Has anyone tried it that... liked it?
I don't.
Because it looks really weird.
It looks really bad. It's all spiky. And then when you cut into it, it makes everything smell like death. You think kimchi's bad?
I don't think I want to try it.
I think durian fruit is the worst. So we're not going to do it.
Okay. All right. No.
We're
spiky
not
looking kiwi fruit thingy, someone said.
Someone
That's
said
Luke
that?
Sidewalker.
All right. He'd know. He's walks the sights. All right. Here's our next call. Don't know what this is. Here you go.
Hey, guys. This is a message for Skim. I just wanted to, a while back you guys mentioned a recipe for the two ingredient pancakes, the eggs and bananas, and wanted to appreciate you guys putting that on there. I've made it several times since then, and it's really good. I'm kind of doing the keto kind of low carb thing, so that was a good recipe for that. I kind of added some vanilla and cinnamon to it, which made it really good.
Ooh,
and I also tried it with adding some like protein powder to it, and that was really good and good way to get some extra protein in there. But yeah, if you guys had any other recipes for some kind of low carb kind of ideas that are in that same vein, that'd be awesome. I love you guys' show. Keep it up the good work. Dan from North Idaho. Bye.
Oh, Idaho. He's our
Sweet.
Hat. Yeah. He's our hat, our little hat up there.
He's our little hat.
He's our little potato making hat.
That's great. I'm glad you tried him. It was it was kind of funny because I made that recipe out of, oh crap, I'm out of a lot of things. And I found that recipe, two ingredient, which was bananas and eggs, made the best pancakes.
You made them on a day I wasn't here.
No, I made them on a day you were on a show and it was Dylan's birthday.
Yeah.
Haven't tried them yet.
That
but
sucks.
I do like the idea of putting the cinnamon in there. That sounds really good.
Yeah, cinnamon's good. Make sure no one's allergic to it. Our daughter's allergic to cinnamon.
Only cinnamon oil, not cinnamon.
Oh, well, not. She can't do. She can do powder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. So we had this. It was so funny when she was little because she would eat like a cinnamon bear, a common thing a kid
yes,
would eat.
Things with cinnamon oil in.
And
it,
her
like
whole
a,
face,
yeah.
she'd get like big clown lips, all puffed
like
out
red.
Red
hots and cinnamon
we're like,
bears.
What is going on? And then you'd see it touch her arm, and it would turn
yeah,
all red.
She was just like. Swollen.
It was really bad.
But
and
not
then,
the powder.
No, but that one time we gave. She took a bath and. And the
it was like apple pie scented.
What do you call it? Bubble bath. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it had cinnamon oil in it. We didn't know.
Yes.
So she got out of there and she is covered stem to stern.
Places on her body that big that were just all swollen and
I have pictures
like
of this
of red.
I have pictures. I kept
it was awful.
Is it bad? I kept those pictures. She'd be mad at me. She never likes it when I take a picture of anything.
Well, that's how all the kids fail, because you always put it all up
online. I do not put it up online. When I say I won't, I won't, except that one time with Nick. But it was just him and his hair.
But she's, yeah, she just stays away from it now. But cinnamon powder sounds really good in those pancakes. I am going to have to make them for you.
Can you make them tomorrow?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing it tomorrow.
Okay.
Carter's home from work, convalescing for her eye holes. So it's not like
convalescing for her eye holes.
Well, her eye holes are resting. They're
like a band name.
Center stage, convalescing for your eye holes. All right, that's all the calls we'll do this week. Yeah. I'm going to save those others because they're longer and I need to edit them. But keep those calls coming. We love them. More of them, please. Voicemails are at 801-471-0462. If you're in the chat, Jeannie's been posting that in there. If you're at home listening, that's the number, 801-471-0462. Do we have a foodie this week?
I cooked a lot this weekend. Well, then plenty to talk about.
Then I'll play this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right, tell me. So I'm enjoying part of what you worked on this week.
So I think a lot.
She's stress cooked this week. She's stress cooked.
I do. I get stressed out whenever my kids are doing things like eye surgeries or taking tests and things like that. So Saturday morning I woke up and I was stressed, and I think I take on other people's stress.
Yeah. You do.
A lot.
You soak it in. You try to solve their problems.
I wasn't really stressed about anything I was doing. It was everybody else's things, and it was coming in, and I was like, okay.
You're a problem solver.
I cook when I do that, though.
Yeah.
And so I think that solves a lot of problems, too, because everyone benefits from that.
Everybody needs to eat. We all need sustenance.
So I made 3 meals Saturday morning by 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. The whole house smelled wonderful.
It smelled pretty good. So yeah. I made a batch of jambalaya, which I put up the recipe a few times.
Yeah.
I made a batch of black-eyed peas, which everybody seems to like around.
Which is actually a bean, not a pea, right?
They're peas.
What is a pea? Because a pea and a bean aren't the same, are they?
They're close.
Are they all
these
legumes?
These are called black-eyed peas. They're all legumes.
They are. I didn't know a pea was a legume.
I believe they are.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that.
Well, look.
I just know we like them.
Oh, I just had the worst chills. You ever get a chill? And it started with my ear. I scratched it and my whole body went like this. Anyway, what? I need some CBD oil.
In your ear?
Yeah.
In your rear?
Well, that's the other thing is some people get the kind you just rub on yourself and that's supposed to help.
Like
muscle pain. Yeah, muscle pain stuff.
Interesting.
I don't know. It could be all malarkey, dude.
I don't know, but it's helping a lot of people, and so
we're going to end up with a big bunch of emails, and we'll read them next week, and we'll get some better understanding, or at least some other perspectives.
Yes, we need to understand more about this.
Because
our own perspective, it's helping you.
A lot of listeners are going to be like me. I am like by default very skeptical of things.
Yes, absolutely.
So when you or one of the kids can come home and go, you won't believe what we found today. It turns out there's
which
a way.
Happens a lot.
Bap, 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 and I'll
I've read
scam,
and I've been told. Yeah, I know.
Scam.
I know.
I just start going scam immediately. So I'm
but
not.
But if this helps you, this is a good thing.
Yeah, and even if it was just placebo.
If someone
that's an expensive placebo though.
Kimchi's going to change your whole gut problem. Would you believe that?
Well, I know that kimchi's good for your guts because it has, it creates all kinds of gut biome
bacteria
stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah. So that's good.
Okay.
Supposed to be. Maybe fermented things in general. Pickled things, stuff like that.
So I made pickled onions two or three weeks ago.
They're so good.
Really like
keep forgetting to pull those out and use them on
things.
Yeah,
I'll put them on the shelf.
Anyway, so there's
anyway,
that.
So then I made black-eyed peas, which I thought the brisket would be really good in. If there's any left, you haven't eaten at all.
I haven't. I didn't go crazy on it. It's the kimchi that was really the booger there.
Okay. Then I made barbecued chicken legs, and I put them in my cast iron pot and cooked them in the oven.
Yeah, those were good. Except this is funny. Dylan was over. He's watching me. I get ketchup. I like ketchup on stuff like that. So I pulled out a ketchup bottle out of the fridge, the squeeze bottle, Heinz bottle, and I forgot to shake it first. Usually I do. It's pretty full, so I didn't really worry about it. And go, and the first squirt comes out clear, like water. And he goes, that was ketchup water. And then he starts gagging.
It just grosses him out so bad.
Yeah. Nothing grosses him out more than that or
hot dog water.
Yeah, hot dog water is a big
thing.
One. It's really funny to watch him because he'll gag. He'll go. He'll actually just go.
He'll be like, that was water.
Yeah, that water came out of there. That's not good. Anyway, sorry.
Didn't
the
stop
chicken
you, though. That's the funny part.
That's true. But I did.
Did you put ketchup on your barbecue chicken?
Yeah, just a little.
It has sauce all over it.
I know, I'm weird.
It's barbecue I'm sauce weird. Already. Man. You don't need any more sauce.
For some reason, ketchup once in a while will just sound good on everything.
Yeah.
Except hot dogs, ironically.
Potatoes and eggs and...
Ooh, we have hot dogs here, but we don't have buns.
Do you need me to get some buns?
Yeah. Why have hot dogs with no buns? That makes no sense to me. That's like my mom saying, here's your new airbrush, son. Sorry you don't have the air compressor.
I usually don't buy the buns unless I know we're having them for a meal. Because otherwise we end up with half a pack of buns that sits in the fridge.
And they get stale or whatever, yeah.
So I wait until you ask me for them, and then I go, yes, I will. Go get the buns today.
Depends on what I'm in the mood for today. I might want something.
You may not be in the mood for that.
I might want hot dogs. I don't know. Anyway, what's the point? The point is...
Those are the three meals I made on
Saturday. Oh, right. So if you're ever stressed, throw it into... making food or a creative endeavor.
If that's your thing.
Yeah. Whatever your creativity is. Like if you want to paint or draw, like Carter's stressed about having her eyes not work right. So she got up and painted something apparently today.
She did. It looks really cool.
I want to see it.
We'll have to put it up.
When you say it's cool, what is it? What's the subject?
It's a face. Oh. Which makes it really cool because Carter can't see anything right now. And so she's like, I really don't know what it looks like. What do you think? And I went, that is really cool.
Yeah. She's nearly blind. It's going to freak everybody out. She has the, I'll say this. She won't hear me.
She's not in here. She's not in here.
The prettiest eyes.
Which have been hidden behind really thick glasses
all of her life. So she's about to have these eyes come out of hiding. She is one of the smartest kids I know. She's easily one of the most creative people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some dude is out there right now who hasn't met her yet, who has no idea what he's missing.
That's true.
Like,
I totally agree with all of this.
We have raised somebody who is so much fun.
Yeah.
And so has so much energy and so much passion and excitement for life and all good things, no bad things. It's somebody out there is losing out because
and knows everything about every comic and every movie. And
somebody walked past her once probably and said, "Ooh, glasses, I can't do that." And I would like to say to them, you're lame because you're missing out. She's the best. I mean, not the best kid. We don't pick favorites. No. We love all our kids. They're all great.
Just a lot of fun.
And I love Nick to death. He's my favorite son. He's my only son, but he's my favorite son. If I had more sons, he'd still be my favorite, but he has old chicken at his desk.
Yeah, that's all right though. That won't stop him from being a good kid.
No, it won't. As far as we know. All right. That's going to do it. I think
foodie
today.
For the week. I'd say just try something new.
Stress cook. Better than stress eating. Right?
The other thing is whenever I stress cook, I don't find a new recipe usually. I go for my...
You go for classics.
The classics. Yeah. The things everybody here eats.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny
that. I know why you do that. Because... Because
I know they'll get eaten.
Well, there's comfort in it. You know it.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I know this. I can control this.
The recipe is in my head. I made it up myself and I know exactly what's in it. When I go to the store, I can go, oh, well, that's what I make. I need this, and this.
And you're doing it... You're doing it to fight things you can't control. So like when Dylan had his test results, there's nothing you can do to help him with his test.
Right.
Not medical. He's doing a job thing.
Yeah.
But you were worried about him, wanted him to pass and everything. And so you were worried about a thing you can't control. Carter's eyes. They heal however they're going to heal. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Which
you can't control it.
Which they're healing really well.
She's doing
apparently.
Great. She's the Wolverine apparently. Yeah. She just heals. Anyway, so you, things you can't control, you'll cook things that you absolutely can control.
Yes.
Even though to me they are chaos, like me making jambalaya, freaking forget it.
That would be funny to watch.
No, it would not.
It would be chaos. But I do, yeah, I cook and I clean as I go. And so whenever I get done, I have these three meals and then the kitchen's still clean. It's like, it's my thing.
But you produce something when you're stressed. When I get stressed, I just watch Mad Max for the 20th time.
I see.
Because that chills me out. Is that weird that it chills me out?
I think you draw sometimes when you're stressed and you create things.
Yeah.
Just a different kind of creation.
I have those, but I don't know. Lately, my best outlets are a nap with my dog.
Oh, well, yes.
I'm excited for this.
It just makes me laugh because it's like, really? The stressful dog that's just vibrating.
Need each other.
She's so stressed out all the time. She's got to just be like, oh, I need a nap.
Yeah, and like, Rainer's the best for it. She may be a little bit of a spaz in real life, but I have an understanding.
Fake life. Like, in real life, she's a spaz.
Yeah, that's true.
In your brain.
Rainbow Bright says, how's the wall coming along? The wall.
The drawing.
Oh, it's coming along.
The graffiti wall we have coming.
With so much going on lately, it's been a little lax, but we're going to get back to it. My goal was to draw at least one object per day, and that way it would just fill in. Like, within a month, you'd have 30
Yes, but it's huge been chunks, a little but I don't know. I feel like we say that a lot. It's been a little crazy around here. It's always crazier.
Yeah.
There's always something going on.
There's always something happening.
Rainbow Bright's right. She's like her owner.
Oh, yeah, totally. No, my dog, the dog and I are absolutely matched personality-wise.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why I love her. And that's why you're so annoyed with her. Like, you're annoyed with me. Yeah. All the time.
All the time.
Maybe you only want one of us.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not that freaky.
It's not that bad.
I'm just sort of.
We like to make fun of it, but you're just
pretty easy going around here. It's not a lot will phase us, but
it's true.
It's a busy week. There's a lot going on.
Luke Sightwalker needs a therapy dog.
He's the one that was talking about where is Izzy.
Find a way to get Izzy to.
But he's in like Massachusetts or something.
We'll take a drive.
Oh, that's not just a drive. That may as well be pioneers in 1850.
No. But see, that's the other thing. I like to travel and take a long drive. So
I don't mind road trips if I'm not driving.
Oh, he's in Boston. Very cool. We almost moved to Boston.
Hey, he's in Boston. We almost did move to Boston. We'll have to tell that story sometime.
Yeah.
Came this close to saying yes to an offer that if I had said yes to that Boston deal.
Oh, that would have been crazy.
We would have been ruined, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to think about it. You know, I still have somebody who owes me $80,000 and will never pay me.
Yeah, let's not talk about
that.
That's not a story we need to talk about.
Let's go cook to burn that stress. All right. I think that's going to do it for everybody, or for us anyway. Thank you all for being here, as always. Total blast hanging out with these guys.
Always.
Next week, we'll be back with more. Plenty to talk about. Recommendations for the week. Game of Thrones. I liked it. I know a lot of people are being pissy about
it. Fun recipes to cook.
Cook some fun recipes. See John Wick 3. That was fun.
That was fun.
Take your significant other out on a date. That's what we did this week, and it was great. And I was telling TMS crowd today how we spent like a total of $6 on that whole
thing
because we had points. Yeah.
It was fun.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
But go on dates. Dates are fun. That's our parenting. What's our marital advice for the day?
Go on a date.
Go on dates and don't accidentally look like you're jerking it with your iPad while your wife's watching you. Try not to do that. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good week. See ya.
See ya.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. And I was like, what? I'm scratching my foot. She wouldn't stop laughing. She's laughing her head off in bed.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.